שלום, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור בקטע נבחר
מה... We will open the lesson with a selected excerpt about the approach to studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 25 from the document. You can find the study material in the Arvut system by clicking the study materials tab, and you can send questions as well.
The preparation for the study. It is truly the most important thing. The more we advance, we feel ourselves before the study as more empty. We're entirely far away from the study, from the purpose of the study, from a lack for that. I remember that I saw Rabash, the way he got up from bed, he would wake up until he prepared himself, he would prepare himself for the study. A few minutes went by and you can see on the person that he was in, you know, truly recovering from nothing, from absence to existence. And this is how it is. The more a person advances, the more he feels himself that indeed when he begins the work, he's very far away from it. And as he comes closer to it, then he truly enters life. He establishes himself from within. How to see himself, how to see the friends, how to see the world. He regains consciousness, as we call it. And therefore, the preparation for the study, it has to give us also discernments where are we. And the more we advance, then we get closer to the goal. The gap between where we are before the study and then in the preparation for the study and in the study itself, that gap will be greater and greater. As we see from the masters of the Zohar, that the students of Rabbi Shimon were ready to kill each other, so much so that they were in their will to receive. And later on, bit by bit, by awakening themselves and the friends, then by that, they reached a state where finally, they were able to relate correctly to themselves, to the study, and to the Creator. This is why we should not despair from the fact that each and every day I get up, or before the study, when I begin to think about the study and its purpose, that I am truly in the opposite form and far away from spirituality. This is actually a sign that I'm advancing. Yes, Dudi? So let's begin with the preparation for the study.
Yes, I am 25. This is from What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator from the Rabash. Prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he's learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It is as our sages said, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention. 25 again. Prior to learning Torah, a person should examine the reason for which he's learning Torah. For any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do the act. It's as our sages said, a prayer without an aim is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention.
This is clear to us that only according to the measure of the intention, the intensity of the intention, we reach the desirable result. That we all start, as it says, each and every day, they should be as new in your eyes. We start from our beastly state, mine, yours, each and every one. And through an inner effort, an intellectual and volitional effort, we have to bring ourselves to a state where we have to, even if we don't want to, but we have to, above ourselves, we build above ourselves a new man, a new person. It's just like we give birth from ourselves, we give birth to a new person. We have to forcefully aim ourselves to the goal and to the Creator and to the group. And how do we emerge from the spirituality that we're in right now and elevate ourselves to a new goal, to a new desire, a new intention? And we need to forcefully start to live in that, not to wait, not to expect that we will reach these intentions and these desires without any effort. That cannot be, but to the contrary. And the more we advance, we will have worse preparations, meaning just like the students of Rabbi Shimon, who would get up and they would hate each other, they were ready to kill each other, and it is all in order for them to overcome and to aim forcefully under their own control. They will pray to the Creator, and together with Him, each one aims himself to connection in the center of the tent, so that there, ultimately, to connect and give room to the Creator to be revealed. And it has to be truly through intensive work of the entire group. Yes, Dudi?
Well, how to practically prepare the intention? Because maybe we went through half an hour of reading and singing and everything, talking, and I didn't awaken my intention.
Because you were not thinking about it. You have to monitor yourself, to check what state you're in, what state you have to reach. These thoughts also cannot usually come to you in a way that the Creator is giving you these gifts. You don't wait for these gifts from Him. This is what is known as one who hates gifts will live. But you want to achieve them through your effort, and you obligate yourself and the Creator so that all in all, your goals would awaken more, and you will be more and more aimed forcefully with an effort above your desire. And this is how you will wake up.
There is a sign that I'm ready for the study.
The sign that you're ready for the study is that your heart, following many efforts, they say that Kabbalists, great Kabbalists, would be sitting up to 2 hours in order to prepare themselves for the study, to enter the feeling of the upper world and a connection with the Creator, and to start scrutinizing the relations between them and with the Creator. So that it will be clear to them where they are.
Another issue. Some days I wake up like a beast. Other times I wake up more lucid. How to work as a beast, that's clear. But when you wake up all clear and lucid, what is the work there?
When you wake up in a way that is more clear, more lucid, with an inner awakening, it is considered that the Creator is giving you an opportunity today, especially to bestow to the friends, and to awaken them, and to embrace them, and warm them up. And in other days, you make an effort, but actually it's a work of subjugation before the friends. That maybe during these times, they are able to awaken you. They are able to pull you. This is what we mean by each one shall help his friend. Sometimes I help them, sometimes they help me. Florida.
Thank you, Rob. You said that you have to monitor what state you're in. And my question is, only thing I can tell you about the state I'm in is whether it's for bestowal or the will to receive, and even that is not always correct. So what am I, how am I monitoring?
As much as you connect with the group and you're able to awaken them, that is a more correct state. You have no possibility to measure your own state. You don't have the vessels. You don't have a weight, a ruler, something. You don't have that. But only that thing which the Creator gave you. The society. And therefore, if you advance towards investing more in the connection with the friends so that you disappear between them truly, you connect to them, then to that extent, you for sure are coming closer to the goal, to the truth.
Kiev 1. Да, дорогой Раф, вот эти два часа подготовки вот у великих каббалистов перед молитвой.
Yes, Rav, those 2 hours of the great Kabbalists before the study, before the prayer. What were those 2 hours, basically?
What we're studying now, that they were scrutinizing how much from the disconnection in which each one of them was, they begin to gradually wake up, recover as much as they're able to aim themselves with their emotion and mind in all kinds of different discernments.
Ну, а вот что было критерием того, что вот они уже были готовы?
What was the criterion for them being ready?
Двикут, хилат адвикут.
Adhesion, the beginning of the adhesion. They begin to see that from here onward they can already begin the path. What is the purpose of the study? It doesn't matter what we study, the study should be as a means to reach a connection between them and from them to the Creator. And from the Creator who is already revealed between them, from Him they study the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Torah of Kabbalah. Before that, it is just a method for how to receive from the Creator. Receive the reforming light and the light that fills the soul. This is what we need to look forward to, that it will happen. What, Dudi?
I have that quote you mentioned. Number 29 in our current document.
Please go ahead.
The first Hasidim would spend 1 hour in prayer so as to aim their hearts to the Father in heaven. The word aim means the directness of the heart. It is to direct the heart so it is not scattered into the passions and lusts of worldly matters, but only to aim directly to his Father in heaven.
Yes. that is the most important is the intention of the study, because if you enter the study without an intention, then it's not a study. It doesn't direct you. You do not learn how to come closer, how to take another step towards adhesion with the Creator, which is the true goal.
Можно уточнить? Так получается, что слияние — это та точка, с которой мы должны начинать урок?
So it turns out that the adhesion is the point from which we have to begin the lesson?
Well, not that we're in that already, but that we were aiming towards that, for sure. And then the study begins. The study is actually how do we take steps towards advancement, coming closer between us and the Creator. But the direction that we are on, that we are aiming to, that is already the preparation for the study. And the study itself is a few steps that we can take in our connection with the Creator. Okay.
H10.
The question is, when our reader Dudi asked a question, you answered him that one should obligate oneself and the Creator. How do you obligate the Creator?
If you ask for connection with the friends, that this is the result that should be from the shattering of the vessel that the Creator did, that you ask for him for correction in return over the corruption that he seemingly did, then this is the true prayer, the true appeal to the Creator, and this is what he listens to. All of the other things that are not related to that or do not reach towards that directly, there is no answer for that from the Creator.
So all of the imaginary problems of this world have nothing to do with all these states. Only what's in the 10?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Dudi, so let's continue.
Another item from the lesson preparation?
Yes.
Item 26. One, a person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning, so that the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from him to be a giver. This is called a wise disciple.
Again,
item 26 of Rabash. A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from him to be a giver. This is called a wise disciple.
We have no questions, and so we will move on to our study.
So we'll go to the next part of the lesson, Matan Torah.
Yes, but don't forget that the success of the study truly depends on the preparation for the study, as much as we aim ourselves correctly to the goal, as much as we know what the goal is, as much as the goal is in focus and it's conspicuous and it shines to us, as much as we all the time want to attain it. And then the study gives us nearing to that goal. The study in itself is already an action, but the intention, that's the preparation for the study, that is the most important.